The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
Fifth columnist. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Thanksgiving Hope, telling you people that if you use Pepsodent, you can stuff yourself with all the turkey you want, but no one will ever give your teeth the bird. Or, this is Bob Thanksgiving Hope, telling you that if you use Pepsodent, while you may be set for the second date, you'll never have a date with the second set. Well, 42 states in the Union are celebrating Thanksgiving this Thursday. The other six get their heartburn a week later. I spent all day today trying to get a turkey, but I think the pinball machine was crooked. To win a whole turkey, you have to hit 32,000. To win the white meat, you have to hit 25. And to win the dark meat, you have to get 15. All I got was 8,000, and I don't like that part. You know, the turkeys here in California are different. They're in the sun so much, they all come with dark meat. I saw a guy in Hollywood Boulevard with an axe in his hand. I said, Thanksgiving turkey? He said, no, I'm going to make parking space for my car. I went to the market today to order my turkey for Thanksgiving and have the prices gone up. I asked the butcher for a 10-pound turkey, and he said, okay, how do you want to finance? It was one of those supermarkets, and our thing's expensive. I stepped on a grape, and before they let me out of the store, I had to call in Leon Henderson to set a price. And are those supermarkets big? One fella picked up an egg at the grocery counter, and before he could reach the cashier, he had to pay for a 12-pound chicken. I'm standing here with a 12-pound egg, but you know... California is really a strange place. 50% of the population are opening cans from a supermarket to feed the other 50% who are putting them together again at an airplane factory. What a big market I went to. Every half hour there was a 40-cent tour through the stewed tomatoes. And for another dime, they showed you some of the girls who were still sober. What big places? The only way you can find dog food for your bloodhound is to send down your bloodhound. I've never seen such big markets. I went over to the vegetable counter in one corner and I said, Idaho potatoes. The clerk said, why not? This is Idaho. And you should see how they prepare a turkey at one of those supermarkets. First, they blindfold the turkey. There's a roll of drums, 18 guns fire, and they pluck its feathers out at sunrise. I didn't know how to get to the market, so I followed a pair of slacks. The only trouble was, after three blocks, I forgot why I was following them. They were very busy in the market. One butcher was pulling all the feathers off the turkeys, and wait, I want to rehearse. Busy in the market, one butcher was pulling all the feathers off the turkeys, and the guy from the Will Hayes office was flipping them into sarongs. I'll be back. I asked one butcher how much his turkey was a pound, and while he was clearing his throat to answer me, the price went up three times. Finally, I said, look, here's $5. Give me your turkey. And God said, I get a small turkey for $5. Honestly, that turkey was so small that when I carried it home, a sparrow would follow me crying, my son, my son. And prices have gone up in restaurants, too. At the Brown Derby, the regular turkey dinner is $5. The turkey dinner with turkey is $7. You have to have two cosigners to get white meat. And the price of eggs are so high now that they're really valuable. In fact, if a hen happens to be across the road and she feels like laying an egg, She cackles three times and they send a convoy for her. And the price of milk has gone up six times in the last year, so the cows are very snooty. In fact, when a farmer wants to milk them now, they have to make him use sugar tongs. What do you get out of that joke?
Why?
I got a whole different meaning. I'd like to know it. The price of milk has gone up six times in the last year, so the cows are very snooty. In fact, when a farmer wants to milk them now, they're making you sugar tongs. Did you get it that way? Write it down. Slip it to me later.
Baby cook.
I finally decided to go out to the farm and get my turkey direct. I'd spent about 6 hours looking for one, but I couldn't seem to find what I wanted, so I went back in the daytime. And I went out to a big turkey farm in the San Fernando Valley. They had thousands and thousands of turkeys there. Every place you looked, there were feathers. It looked like Kate Smith doing a fan dance. The farmer wanted me to go down and see his chickens. I said, what for? And he said, oh, they've been acting too snooty now the prices are so high. I just want to show them someone who's getting more for laying eggs than they are. Who snuck that in there? This farmer uses very modern, humane methods of killing his turkeys. He gives them all a drink of gin, and then they la conga up to the chopping block. And gosh, were those turkeys tough. I chopped the head off of one of them, and for 5 minutes, it just ran around in circles swearing. Reached up Bob. Liar. The farmers are getting such high prices for their turkeys, I saw one farmer feeding vitamin pills to a weather vane. The farmers are getting such high prices. Wait a minute, I'll give you another chance. Wait a minute, just a minute. The farmers are getting such high prices for their turkeys, I saw one farmer feeding vitamin pills to a weather vane. No. Don't applaud. You know what a weather vane is, don't you? Doubt it. Farmers are getting such high prices for their turkeys. I saw one farmer feeding vitamin pills to a weather vane. You're a joke. I finally decided to shoot my own turkey, so I went out into the woods. I know all about shooting turkeys. I sat through Sword Sergeant York twice. I saw one guy. I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm just disgusted. I saw one guy shooting and missing. I said, you better hurry up and hit one. He said, oh, I got lots of times. I'm a Republican. Get stronger. Maybe you can swing that joke alone. And you know, you have to be careful when you're out hunting turkeys. You have to aim the gun so the bullets don't hit the farmhouse. I shot at... Farmers are getting such high prices for their turkeys. I saw one farmer feeding vitamin pills to a weather vane. You know, you have to be careful when you're out hunting turkeys. You have to aim the gun so the bullets don't hit the farmhouse. I think I'll save those gags and do it on the Forest Lawn program. Or maybe I better go right over there and do them there. Maybe I just better go over. Maybe I better stay here and send the script over. Move the whole NBC over there. Where are we? Oh, but I had a wonderful time hunting. I shot at something moving in a tree. How do you stuff Johnny Weissmuller? I shot a beautiful turkey. Well, it wasn't exactly a turkey. It was a stork that got flat-footed walking to Crosby's house. And what long necks those turkeys have. I carried mine home and played yo-yo at the same time. Tonight, I'm going to introduce you to a new game that everyone in the radio audience can play. And what's better, it's a game which everyone wins. I call it Rise and Shine. Here are the rules. At the first stroke of your alarm clock in the morning, you rise and you dash to the... That is not my stuff.
Read that stuff. commercial.
You know, the jokes were so weak, I couldn't tell where you were going in the commercial.
I have a different one here.
Folks, the Bob Hope book is a sure cure for the blues. Hundreds of thousands of people have laughed through its pages, enjoyed every one of the hundreds of antics Bob Hope writes about. In this autobiography, Bob Hope tells all and illustrates his amusing story with photographs and cartoons by the dozen. Since this book has been placed on sale at your favorite drug counter, they've gone like hotcakes. It's so easy to get one. All you do is go to your favorite store, buy a package of any Pepsodent product in the large or medium size, and you're entitled to a Bob Hope book for the special low price of only 10 cents. And it's a bargain. Why, you know that several big national magazines have quoted from it. They've used a few pictures from it. And they rave about it. Critics call it a bestseller. Readers call it the funniest book of the year. So you'd better get your copy now while you still see them on your dealer's counter. Get a book for yourself, for your friends, right away at camp.
Where's that stuff? Where's that? My God, I thought he had jokes. Here.
Get your copy of your Bob Hope book for only 10 cents for the purchase of any Pepsodent product, medium or large size.
And here's Francis Langford, ladies and gentlemen, singing Victor Schertzinger's The Magic of the Magnolia.
We felt the magic of magnolias in the night. It made us fall in love. Magnolias in the night. For you and I were together. Under the trees, it came in love, it conquered me. That heavenly breeze. And now that we're apart, magnolias in the air, he'll whisper to my heart that you.
Langford and our six hits and a miss singing Magic of Magnolias, a very pretty thing. You look very charming tonight, Frances.
Thank you, Bob. You look very charming yourself.
Yes, and I'm not even trying.
That's what you think.
Can you imagine if Francis, every member of the cast on the show invited me over to their house for Thanksgiving dinner? Can you believe that?
Certainly, Bob. I've got an option coming up, too. I don't really mean that, Bob. You make a wonderful guest, and you have just lots and lots of personal charm.
Well, that's better.
I thought fast, didn't I? But where are you going to have your Thanksgiving dinner, Bob?
Well, I've got so many invitations.
Yeah, but where are you going?
Well, there's a big party at Hetty Lamar's house, and Lana Turner's having a lot of people over, and a lot of people eating their turkey over at Madeline Carroll's house.
Yes, but where are you eating your Thanksgiving dinner?
At McDonald's Drive-In, number 6. The shoestring potatoes. By the way, Francis, are you having dinner home?
Yes, we prepared a lovely dinner. Cocktails, games, and we've invited our friends.
Can I come too?
There will now be an embarrassing lull in the conversation.
But, Francis, I do wash them in Lux. Say, when you, when you cook your Thanksgiving dinner, Francis, remember that formula I gave you for the gravy.
Oh, I'll use it, Bob. But one thing I wanted to ask you. Do you add the flour before or after you squeeze in the 3 cubes of Pepsodent?
That depends on when you put in the irium.
Oh, Bob, here comes Betty Hutton. Hello, Betty.
Hiya, Franny.
Hello, Betty.
Hiya, Granny.
Well, well, if it isn't Betty Hutton. Say, this is your third week here, isn't Betty?
Yeah, I'm just sticking around waiting for some laughs.
And your salary.
I wonder which I'll get first.
Say, hope you get one of the two. How do you feel now that I've convinced you to make one more appearance on this program?
Well, I won't know until the chloroform wears off. But I got a wonderful letter from my folks when they heard I was going to be on your program again.
Really?
Yeah, it was a swell letter. But it seems they want me to move. Bob, what do they mean by psychopathic ward?
Psychopathic ward? Oh, I know where that is. That's where I get all my writers. Besides, I don't know why... I don't know why you're complaining. I'm the best-looking man in radio, am I not?
Yes, you am not.
What?
I mean, yes, you are not.
That's better. I hate to be insulted in bad English. I noticed last week you were pretty nice to Adolph Manju when he was here. What's he got that I haven't got?
Well, Bob, the main difference between you two characters is that Manju's a hip cat who keeps swinging down on a groove with the rest of the jive bounce, while you, Bob, are an icky on the schmaltzy side who doesn't know boogie-woogie from a solid rip.
Well, that clears that up. Betty, Francis and I were just talking about Thanksgiving. Have you looked at any turkeys?
Not until now.
You know, Betty, I'm finding the turkeys very expensive this year.
Well, it's your own fault, Bob. I told you not to take them to Earl Carroll's. Are you all set for Thanksgiving, Bob?
Yes, I've got a beautiful 9-pounder.
Let's leave your stomach out of this.
Well, Betty, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for the disposition I've got. I'm a nice, quiet girl.
Quiet girl.
Well, ain't I?
Betty, you're not a quiet girl. In fact, we had an earthquake here the other night, and you scared it back to Long Beach.
Afraid when we had that earthquake.
By the way, Betty, in California, we don't refer to it as an earthquake.
You don't?
No, what happened the other night was the weather was so beautiful, a few orange groves decided to do the rumba. What else have you got to be thankful for?
Oh, I'm thankful I'm in Hollywood. Gee whiz, how many girls get to Hollywood, Bob?
I don't know. It'd be hard to count them.
Why?
Well, after they get here, they put on slacks and you can't tell if they're girls.
By the way, Betty, where are you eating your Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm a stranger here in California, Francis, so I'm going out to Bob's house for Thanksgiving dinner.
My, you are a stranger. So you're going out to Bob's house to have Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, what's the matter?
I didn't know you were making that kind of money.
Wait a minute, Francis. Francis, are you implying that I charge people when I invite them over to my house for dinner?
You certainly do.
I do not. Of course, you want to bring along a little extra change to go through the turnstile.
Not only that, Betty, but he's got the only driveway in Hollywood that goes over a private toll bridge.
Well, I've got to look after myself. I remember a lot of Thanksgivings I was hungry.
You ain't doing too good here tonight.
Yeah, I remember Thanksgiving back when I was a kid in Cleveland.
Did you come from a nice neighborhood, Bob?
No, I came from a neighborhood where the kids were really tough. They were fighting all the time. My eyes were bad, too.
What made your eyes bad?
Well, I wore glasses and I didn't need them. Boy, it was really a tough bunch of kids in our neighborhood. Why, our mothers never used to wash behind our ears.
Why not?
No ears.
Gosh, Bob, were the kids really that tough?
Betty, those kids were so tough, any cat in the neighborhood that had a tail was a tourist. We were some bunch back in Cleveland. We used to heave rocks at trains, and the engineers would holler at us.
Oh, we were tougher than that in Detroit. The trains around our way didn't even have engineers on them.
They didn't. How'd they stop?
Well, when anybody wanted to get on the train, they'd just stick their arm out and hold it for a minute.
Show you the laughing at the very least.